Today on Annenberg Radio News.
People are sitting home right now with projects that are underway and they're not working because the legislators up north can't get their budget situation in order.
The state budget debacle hits home. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Tuesday, February 10th, 2010. I'm Brooke Sidney Gavins. Today, there was a compromise on Capitol Hill. The Senate passed President Barack Obama's Economic Rescue Bill. The vote was 61 to 37. This version of the stimulus plan will cost about $838 billion over 10 years. Some Republicans say the plan costs too much and doesn't include enough tax cuts. The House and Senate must now reconcile their versions of the bill. Here in California, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he will not use the stimulus package to close the state's deficit. Instead, he's proposing a delay in paying programs run by the counties. Meanwhile, officials in L.A. County voted today for a hiring freeze. Beth Palkovich reports.
L.A. County CEO William Fujioka says the freeze may be the only option as time and money run out. Today, the Board of Supervisors passed the hiring freeze Fujioka proposed. It will affect all county jobs except for medical and emergency services. Fujioka told supervisors the freeze is the best solution in a bad situation.
We can deal with this for 1 month. The second month, we will have to have the policy decision and whether or not we continue with those programs. We'll have no choice but to go to the market and borrow the money.
But borrowing in today's market has its risks. And Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky says borrowing could be like quicksand.
This pile of firecrackers is about to go off. That once you light the fuse, you can't stop it. It's going to be like what we had in the fires up in Sylmar.
The vote to approve the freeze was unanimous, but Supervisor Michael Antonovich expressed caution before the vote because it included a freeze on law enforcement hiring. While the state withholds money from the county, the supervisors are still mandated by law to provide certain services. Money could run out as soon as next month. Beth Palkovic, Annenberg Radio News.
A hiring freeze might prevent layoffs for county workers, but plenty of Americans are getting pink slips. The unemployment rate in L.A. County stands at 10%. Timothy Beckworth reports.
National headlines are buzzing with layoff news. Companies like General Motors and Walmart announced layoffs today that will leave thousands without jobs. Some of those laid off will join other Americans at job placement centers. Hazel White is a senior case manager at the Urban League's WorkSource Career Center. She's seen more people looking for work in recent months.
Being that so many companies are laying off people, so more people are in need. Some people come in with sometimes unrealistic expectations.
There are dozens of job placement centers in Los Angeles struggling to keep pace with the applicants. While they try to pick up the slack, the new stimulus package passed today will extend unemployment benefits until the end of the year and increase them by $25 a month. Timothy Beckworth, Annenberg Radio News.
USC today announced a deal to buy its own hospitals. Dina Diaz explains.
In 2006, USC sued Tenet Healthcare Corporation for control of two hospital buildings. Tenet fought back, but today USC officials announced a $275 million purchase of two Tenet-owned hospitals. The deal gives the university control of the USC Hospital and the Norris Cancer Hospital.
This is a huge investment for USC to not only purchase the hospitals, but it's a huge investment in the hospitals themselves so that we can really step up quality of care.
That's USC Public Relations Officer Jane Brust. The new deal affects about 500 patient beds at the hospitals on the university's medical science campus. Dina Diaz, Annenberg Radio News.
And how did a convicted rapist get one-on-one access to county patients? That's what L.A. County CEO William Fujioka had to explain to county supervisors today.
He's been rape-free for the past 10 years. We can continue to label him a rapist for the rest of his life, although he might be a rehabilitated person and a productive member of our society. What
well,
I'm concerned
we
about
know
here is
that he continues to be a liar. Would that have been better?
A convicted rapist was hired and rehired to work at county hospitals. The man would have been in one-on-one situations with patients, but has not been implicated in any new incidents. City Attorney Rocky Delgadillo says there has been some dirty business going on at car washes around the city. He announced today that he's filed criminal charges against the owners of four car washes, including Vermont Hand Wash and Celebrity Car Wash in Hollywood. A spokesperson for the city attorney says this isn't the first time a car wash has been prosecuted for labor violations.
It's been happening for a while, and we have prosecuted a previous car wash owner for similar crime, but not to this extent where you have two brothers who own four car washes.
Delgadilla says they paid workers below minimum wage. A conviction for all charges could add up to 86 years in jail. We got a break from rain today, but it's chilly out there. Tonight's lows will dip to the lower 40s. Tomorrow has a 20% chance of more rain starting in the afternoon and continuing through the night. Temperatures will reach the low 60s and then slide to the low 40s tomorrow night. Later on Annenberg Radio News, Marie Cunningham talks to some construction workers who want to get back to work. California Community Foundation in Los Angeles announced today a $3.7 million campaign to help LA immigrants become more active citizens. The five-year program will improve access to job and English language training. A new report says immigrants make up almost half of the Los Angeles workforce. Immigrants are also more likely to become entrepreneurs than native-born Americans. California lawmakers are still dragging their feet. The Los Angeles Teachers Union is aggressively pursuing its goals in contract negotiations with the school board. Jessica Connor has the latest.
Teachers and UTLA members stood side by side in front of the Los Angeles Unified School District today. UTLA President A.J. Duffy says there are many issues that teachers are addressing in their contract negotiations.
Over 18 months, health and safety at school sites for students and for staff, health care for our members, class size, and reduction in the number of teachers in the district, which we will fight against.
Now you say that LAUSD has...
The union was going to vote today on whether to authorize a strike if the contract negotiations fail, but they delayed the vote until late March, hoping that it will put them in a better bargaining position. But with LAUSD facing at least a $500 million shortfall, school superintendent Ramon Cortinas says there's not much wiggle room.
We are doing everything possible to deal with the economic times that we have, as well as trying, I believe, to treat all of our employees in an equitable way, both the ones we have now and the ones we will have in the future. How strongly
do you? Betty Forrester has been teaching for 25 years. She says that kids are going to suffer from the cuts.
The crisis, the more that's taken away from the local school site, the more that our kids are paying for the legislators who can't come to agreement on a budget. And I don't know how you look a seven-year-old in the eye and say, I'm going to give you an IOU for second grade. That just doesn't make it.
Now, he said that superintendent seemed to think that you guys were close.
And UTLA President Duffy says that teachers can't live on IOUs.
No one wants a strike, but we cannot continue to negotiate with this district when we make compromise after compromise, and they dig their heels in and think that this is the time to kill UTLA and to punish teachers for the raises they've given us in the past.
But the bottom line is, you guys are both...
Negotiations between the union and LAUSD has been going on for 18 months. The union will hold the strike authorization vote from March 20th to the 25th. Jessica Connor, Annenberg Radio News.
California lawmakers are still dragging their feet, but Governor Schwarzenegger is putting the pressure on them to reach a deal on the budget. If they don't come up with a deal by Friday, he says he will start the process of laying off 20,000 state workers. That would be part of his order to cut the percent of the state's payroll. The Senate voted 61-37 today to pass its version of the $838 billion stimulus plan. The House and Senate now have to negotiate the final bill and send it to the White House. President Obama is expected to sign the bill into law later this week. Earlier today, I spoke with Jerry Nicholsberg, a UCLA economist, about the stimulus plan's effect on California.
So it's in terms of the impact, I don't see a huge impact on California in the near term, except that some of the spending takes over where the state has run out of money and keeps some state programs from shrinking.
Specifically, what state programs will this help?
Well, for example, it's there's help for Medicaid. In some of the, and this has to be resolved, but because the Senate bill is different from the House bill in terms of the amount of money that goes directly to the state to make up for state shortfalls. It's fiscal relief, and in the overall package, it's about $80 billion. But then there's another $40 billion for school districts. So that those, to the extent that they go in and make up for budget shortfalls, do keep state spending, or at least spending on particular programs, from shrinking and having the adverse effect that a reduced demand for those programs would have.
And kind of thinking through a lot of the green initiatives that the economic stimulus plan is said to include, can California benefit from money in that area?
California will benefit in that area. California has an economy that has a large high-tech component. It's a knowledge-based economy, and we do a lot of innovation here in California, and we are among the states at the cutting edge of renewable energy and of other green green industries. For example, in the development of different electrical propulsion systems, batteries for electrical cars and so on. So that money, will flow kind of disproportionately to California because this is where the action is in a lot of those developments.
Looking at the local area of Los Angeles, will any of the stimulus money trickle down to LA?
Well, you know, one of the things that is being debated and will be debated is how the money is split between local governmental agencies and the state. There certainly will be some, and a lot of state activity occurs here. And as we were just talking about the green initiatives and science and technology, a lot of that in California occurs in Los Angeles. As well, there are grants to local school districts, which will go into the various school districts in L.A. So the answer is yes, it won't trickle down. It'll be directly into the Los Angeles economy. But how that's ultimately ends up being divided up between state control of the funds and then allocated amongst state priorities and local governmental control of the funds, I think is not fully worked out.
That was UCLA professor Jerry Nicholsberg, an economics expert. The state budget impasse is also holding up transportation projects in the state. And as Marie Cunningham reports, that has many state construction workers in fear of losing their jobs.
Nearly 100 construction workers, local road contractors, and labor leaders rallied today in Miracle Mile outside the district office of Assembly Speaker Karen Bass. With some wearing hard hats and orange construction vests, picketers carried signs that read, "Pass the budget now," and "I need my job." Danny Curtin is the director of the California Commons.
We need as many people as possible to call their legislators and say, sit down and negotiate a budget immediately.
This rally comes on the heels of the California Department of Transportation's announcement that it will begin suspending more than 100 road improvement projects throughout the state. Due to the state's massive $42 billion deficit, voter-approved bonds used to fund such transportation projects are no longer attracting investors. And without a state budget, no allocations can be made to make up for the transportation budget shortfall. Unless local agencies can find other means to keep their projects going, projects that include a carpool extension on the 10 freeway, an estimated 70,000 state contract construction workers will lose their jobs. California already has an unemployment rate that hovers around 20%. Jim Hilfenhaus of the Labor's International Union warned that the current economic situation will be felt by more and more industries if the state doesn't get its budget in order.
Direct impacts are going to hit construction workers first, but they're going to hit all levels of society. So because we see our jobs disappearing quickly because of no budget, we're here first. But there's going to be a long line of state workers, educators, teachers have seen huge layoffs. This is a desperate time for California. We're trying to push the legislature to vote.
Dan McDonald, a member of the Southwest Regional Council of Carpenters, worries of the repercussions he and his family will face if he loses his job. According to the San Bernardino Sun, some Democratic legislators have estimated that as many as 200,000 potential jobs could be lost in California if the state's fiscal situation doesn't improve. Marie Cunningham, Annenberg Radio News.
Hybrid vehicle drivers won't be able to park at city meters for free anymore. At a meeting today, the Los Angeles City Council voted unanimously to eliminate that privilege. The move could generate up to $300,000 of additional profit for the city. Now we check in with Ned Dannenberg to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision.
Hey, Brooke. Yeah, with the elections going on in Israel tonight, we took the time to go downtown to the Israeli consulate office, and they were having a local viewing party there. So we got some reaction from some Los Angeles residents. And then also we have a look at in these harder economic times, many restaurants are actually offering a variety of deals on their menus and cheaper options. So we have a look at how their plans are changing in this economy. And finally, we kick off our profile of the different USG candidates, the people running for student government here on campus. So that's all coming up at 6 o'clock tonight on Trojan Vision.
Thanks, Ned. that wraps it up for today. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Brooke Sidney Gavins.